I am Father Kevin Schemmig. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Saturday is from Luke's Gospel. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." Leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with him. The Pharisees and the scribes complained to the disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do." Matthew was uneasy. The post where he collected taxes was causing him stress. Yes, it provided abundantly for him, but he was alone, without direction, in darkness. Caravaggio, the great painter, captured this scene in the Gospel. Matthew, as Jesus motions to him to follow, is flooded with light. This painting simply is in a church in Rome. I was privileged to see this magnificent rendering of the Gospel. The scene is good news. Finally, after waiting, Matthew sees, hears, and is shown the way to intimacy, life, relationship with the carpenter, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Levi, called Matthew, would compose a Gospel. The narrative is his lasting tribute to the one who called him and offered him new life. We may not sit in a tax post, but all of us are similar to Levi, or what he is called, Matthew. We yearn for Jesus to call us out of our darkness, out of our addictions, out of pain and loneliness, into intimacy, salvation, and life with him. May Lent be our starting point as we leave our posts to follow Jesus with Levi, called Matthew.